Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hello, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to Praying for America, a joint production of Priests for Life and Right Side Broadcasting Network. We are delighted always to partner with the team there and with all of you, patriots and Christians, joining us from around the country, some of you from different parts of the world. So we come together to pray, to read the Word of God, to intercede for America in so many different ways. And we also want to pray for your intentions. So during the show, at any time, put as many prayer intentions in the comments as you like. We want to know how to pray for you. And we invite all of you watching to pray for all the others that are watching as well. As you know, as we pray on these programs, we sometimes bring on other pastors, ministers of the gospel, and friends, colleagues in the great task of saving and preserving the values of our country. And today is no exception. We have a longtime friend and colleague of mine and of Priests for Life, Reverend Patrick Mahoney from Washington, D.C. And he has gone under various titles over the years that we've interacted with him. But Pat, I'll let you give a little bit more background as to what you're up to now before we go into prayer. Pat Mahoney, welcome to the program.
To give the viewers a sense of where I am, I'm only 5'7", but if I was 6'7", I could reach out across the window and touch the United States Supreme Court. We are right across the street from the United States Supreme Court, and that's critical for our conversation today, Father Frank, as we are discussing the most important abortion case since Roe v. Wade, Dobbs versus Jackson, and we believe that this could be the case to overturn Roe and at the very least allow state laws to move forward in ending abortion violence. So we're so thankful that we have this opportunity to spend with you.
Yes, yes, it certainly could do that. The brief that Mississippi put before the Supreme Court is quite explicit, as you know, and quite direct and quite strong. It says this court should reverse Roe v. Wade, and we ask it to do so. And it goes into just some really, really powerful arguments. And you and I are going to do some things to stir up in the spiritual realm the forces of good in this particular case. And we'll discuss that. In fact, we'll invite our viewers to take part in that as the program goes on. But let's first start by putting ourselves in God's presence. I'm going to read a scripture, and then, Pat, if I could ask you to also get our session started with a prayer. But I want to go to a passage from Exodus in the 17th chapter, the battle with Amalek. And this, of course, has great significance down through the centuries. Starting with verse 8, friends, we read this. At Rephidim, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses therefore said to Joshua, pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this down in a document as something to be remembered, and recite it in the ears of Joshua. I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under the heavens. Moses also built an altar there, which he called Yahweh Nissi, for he said, the Lord takes in hand his banner. The Lord will wage war against Amalek through the centuries. Lord, we come before you today because we too are in war with the forces of evil. We too are in war with those who would destroy your people, who would destroy your church, who would destroy the gospel, who would destroy America. And we stand before the forces of those who would destroy innocent human life in the womb and everywhere else. And we stand, Lord, with the conviction that the battle is yours, that we have victory in you. And we have, Lord, even more than Moses did, because we have the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power of his Spirit, the living Christ among us and within us. So tonight we come together again to pray for America, and we do so with the greatest confidence, as you command us to do. We dismiss all anxiety from our minds. We forgive our enemies. We come together with confident hope in your power to answer our prayers and in your willingness to do so. And Lord, we come before you asking that as we work to change the world, we ourselves may be changed. And that as we proclaim the gospel of life, we ourselves may embrace life eternal. We ask all of this in the mighty and powerful name of the only Lord, the only Savior, the author of life and the conqueror of death, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Sovereign God, according to the prophet Daniel, you control the times and seasons. You put kings in place and you remove them. You do all things for your glory and our good. We look to you right now, O God. You are not an innocent bystander in what is unfolding on the world stage today. And we would ask that you would move in power, in grace, in mercy, in love. Father, we specifically right now, after just having a meeting at the Embassy of Afghanistan, we pray for all those in Afghanistan right now. We pray for our fellow Americans who are trapped there right now. Get them out, O Lord. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we just heard from on the ground reports that 36 home pastors were executed over the last 3 days. Protect your church in Afghanistan. We pray for religious minorities. We pray for women. And we pray for all those Afghans who served their country and served America in helping our United States military. But God, right now, we pray, as I'm just situated yards from the United States Supreme Court, for an end to abortion violence, for an overturning of Roe v. Wade, for building of culture of life. We pray for the Dobbs v. Jackson Health Organization Supreme Court case that they will be hearing next term. God, we pray that we would prevail in this case and, number one, win the Dobbs case. But number two, we are going to be so bold and passionate to ask for an overturning of Roe v. Wade. Guide and lead us. Stir the heart of your people. Build a culture of life first within our hearts and then within our nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pat, before we go further, I want to give people a little bit more background about you, because you know you and I go back a very long time. I lost track of all the years, and we've prayed together in so many circumstances, kneeling in snow and ice in front of the Supreme Court. standing across violent protesters and pro-aborts dressed in all kinds of satanic costumes. We've been coast to coast in this battle, and it's always been a joy. You know, I've always liked when I've seen your press releases and statements. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the history here. The name Christian Defense Coalition.
Sure.
Because that's what we have to do. It's not just following Christ. Following Christ always means we have to defend his gospel, doesn't it?
It does. And Father Frank, I can tell how long I've known you. It's like the rings of a tree. When you chop down a tree and you look at the rings, you know how old the tree is. So my hairline was about here when I first started to meet you. So you can track how many years? So Father Frank, we're up to about 30 years right now of 3 inches of my hair loss. I'm director of the Christian Defense Coalition. I've been in DC for 30 years. It was founded by Dr. George Grant, Jay Sekulo, and Randall Terry. Our call and commission is simple and basic, and that is to challenge the Christian community to live their faith within the public square, and to protect Christian principles, not only in America, but around the world. And of course, a dear mutual friend you and I have, Brandy Swindell, who started Stanton Healthcare, a life-affirming clinic that has international affiliates, and also founded Stanton Public Policy Center in Purple Sash Revolution, which is putting on this wonderful prayer event at the Supreme Court. I'm also the chief strategy officer of Stanton Public Policy Center. I guess they needed, they had to have affirmative action. So I had to be the one male Presbyterian minister being on the board. But it has been a joy. I'm a Presbyterian minister. I've been ordained for 45 years. I've been a pastor throughout the country and in your birth area and city in New York City. And it is a joy to serve Christ. It is especially a joy, Father Frank, to work side by side with you. And you're right. One of my favorite memories, I don't know if it was your idea or my idea, but one of us felt, well, we need to pray in front of the Supreme Court for a critical case. Little did we realize that once we knelt down, a blizzard would have emerged. And when you look at the pictures from the New York Times and Getty and Associated Press, there we are praying in the midst of the snowstorm. But it's one of my most fond memories. And we are excited that you're joining Purple Sash Revolution October 2nd and 3rd as we are having a massive prayer gathering and rally, National Rosary worship service to pray for the Dobbs v. Jackson case.
Well, that's exactly right. That is something that we have been talking about together, planning for, and we're doing it, of course, on that particular weekend because the Supreme Court begins its new term the very next day, that Monday,
yes,
October 4th. That's when the term begins. And as our viewers may well know, then they begin oral arguments in a wide variety of cases that stretches then all the way to the spring. So we don't know yet what the timetable of this case might be. But, you know, that's one of the things I like about this case is that we have this lead time. We don't always have this much lead time. And it's important because it's and some of it is what we're doing on this program. We have time to educate people about the case, about the key arguments and implications of it. We have time to foster a prayer movement in regard to it. And we have time to plan public events like this. So we want to talk about this, and we want to invite our viewers to participate in this October. It'll be a two-day event, as you said, October 2nd, Saturday, and October 3rd, Sunday. Tell us a little more detail about what we're going to do and why.
Well, Father Frank, this is a critical case. Why we rejoice that the pro-life movement has seen historic gains with state initiatives, state laws, which are restricting abortion. Tragically, every one of those laws gets tied up in federal court, and we never see these laws or rarely see them enacted. This case, Dobbs versus Jackson Health Organization, comes out of a case from Mississippi, which would, in essence, ban all abortions after 15 weeks. And in the midst of this, it was an extraordinary moment for all of us. The Attorney General of Mississippi asked that the nine justices, while they're considering this case, would overturn Roe. Why does this case matter? Because if the court allows the banning of abortions after 15 weeks, then all these other 91 pieces of state legislation that have been enacted just this year, from January 1st to June 31st, the door will be open for them. Things such as banning abortions for children who have Down syndromes, heartbeat legislation, the list goes on and on. I cannot overstate how important this is, and we believe the most critical resource the pro-life community has is prayer. Through prayer, we can see God shift, shape, and transform history and end abortion violence. So we are putting this freestanding, here's our hope, Father Frank, and we're so glad you're with us. We want to have the largest pro-life prayer gathering in the history of the United States Supreme Court. So Saturday, October 2nd from 2 to 4, then we have the wonderful National Rosary in front of the Supreme Court Sunday morning at 9:30, October 3rd, then a worship service. And it's a beautiful witness of the full expression of the body of Christ, evangelical and Catholic coming together. And for those who are watching, you can go to purple-revolution.com. That has all the information, purple-revolution.com, or on Facebook at Pray to End Abortion, hashtag Dismantle Roe. Pray to End Abortion, hashtag Dismantle Roe. And Father Frank, this is my dream. You and I have been out at the court. I can't say how many times. I want to see literally thousands in front of the court. We were not there in 1973 when Roe was enacted. We were not there as we should have been in 1992 when the Casey decision was handed down and the undue burden. We want to make sure that there is a massive public witness, and I am imploring and pleading with everyone to come to the Supreme Court October 2nd and 3rd and be part of this historic event. And on this point, Father Frank, the justices notice. They say they don't pay attention to what's going on in culture. That's simply not true. We saw with the Lawrence and same-sex marriage cases, they took notice of what was happening within culture and society. We want the justices to see this freestanding. I want to see the street shut down in front of the Supreme Court with the people of God crying out to him to end abortion violence and to bring healing and transformation to our country.
One of the key ways to summarize the arguments that are being made in this case, not only by Mississippi, but also by an unprecedented number of pro-life groups that have submitted friend of the court briefs, and we've submitted one, and just countless groups have done so, is simply this, that things have changed.
Yes,
Roe v. Wade is a quote-unquote precedent. But, you know, the argument can be made, first of all, if a precedent is wrong, then it doesn't matter how long it's been in place. What's wrong is wrong. What's not constitutional is not constitutional. Get rid of it. And there have been precedents around way longer than Roe v. Wade that the court has ultimately reversed. But secondly, I mean, things have changed. Things have changed in the culture, as you were just mentioning. And the justices are not oblivious to this. Things have changed in the law. We're not in the situation where we were in 1973. Things have changed in science. We know who the unborn child is much better than we did then. Things have changed in the experience of people. We've seen now that, and this will be part of our event, by the way, October 2nd and 3rd, the women and men of Silent No More will be able to stand up and say, hey, what the court thought was a right, a benefit that they were giving us, has proven to harm us. And so bringing forward that harm, and some of the briefs, including our own, bring forward that harm, is saying to the court, it's time to reexamine this, right? It's time to take a fresh start.
It is. And people don't realize, Father Frank, 100 Supreme Court cases have been, in essence, overturned. So there's this sense, look, if we still had Supreme Court cases that never changed, women wouldn't be voting, African Americans would not be voting, separate but equal schools would have still continued. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And so many people are asking, what can I do? And the critical thing, the most critical thing we can do is pray. And so even before the court opens, Father Frank brought out a very compelling point. We want to commit these 9 justices to the Lord. We want to commit this case into the hands of the Lord. And we want to ask for this overturning of Roe. Father Frank, not only have so many pro-life groups joined, 228 members of Congress, over 50 state legislative leaders, governors have joined. There is a massive move. And look, in 1973, we didn't really know what was going on. I remember I had a television show and I premiered the showing of Silent Scream in America on my television show. And it was powerful and moving, but what we saw in Silent Scream pales in comparison to the window to the womb pointing out the humanity of the child. And this case is so important because it deals with the humanity of the child. And there's no argument now. At 15 weeks, I don't want to go into a biology exhortation here, but we can see it's a child. There's no argument. There's no debate on this. It isn't a Republican, a Democrat, a conservative, liberal issue. It's an issue of science, of humanity, and of justice. And so I'm asking everyone, and I'm pleading. I'm sitting in the chair, but I almost could be on my knees. Please come to Washington, D.C. You can be part of history. This is a hinge moment for the pro-life movement and for our nation. And so if you were not there, in 72 and 92, or you weren't even born yet, now you can be a part of history, of seeing God shape history. And we're inviting everyone to come out. I want to assure everyone, we have met with the Supreme Court police. Everything is in place for the prayer rally on Saturday, for Father Frank's rosary, for Silent No More's presentation. We're good to go. And we just want to fill that sidewalk in First Street up with people, men and women standing shoulder to shoulder, asking God to end abortion violence and to heal America.
So Purple Sash Revolution is the web address where they can get
PurpleSashRevolution.com.
.com. Okay. This is our action item, friends. Every one of these programs, along with scripture, prayer, conversation, education, we give you something to do. And that's very simply the thing for this show. Look at it. Look at the event. Plan to come. Plan to join us. You'll hear more about it in the programs between now and then. But really, I mean, time is moving quickly. It's only about a month away.
Yep, it's 6 weeks. And you could go on Facebook Live. On Facebook. Pray to end abortion, hashtag dismantle Roe. I would say make your plans now. Usually the summer, it's kind of slow, but once Labor Day hits, things pick up, both here in Washington and across the country. Children are, well, that's a whole nother topic. They're kind of back in school. That's a topic for another day, but kids are going back to school. Make your plans now. We would love to see you. And I'm just thrilled that Father Frank, you're helping take a lead in this with Stanton Public Policy and Purple Sash and Silent No More. We're so grateful to partner with you and so thankful for your consistent leadership in the pro-life movement. You have been unwavering. You have been prophetic and clear and loving. And we're honored that you're joining with us.
Likewise, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And I know we're going to have many of our wonderful fellow believers who are watching now standing with us, kneeling with us, and rejoicing with us.
No blizzard, though, Father Frank.
No blizzard.
Let's not have a blizzard this
No. All right. Well, let's move back into a mode of prayer then, if we might, based on everything we've said right now. Pat, I'll ask you to take the lead and let's pray, interceding for this case, for this event, the success of it, for all the people that God knows in his providence will join us. And then also for all the intentions of the viewers who, as we are talking, are leaving their prayer intentions with us. We want to lift everybody up to the Lord.
Sure. Great is the Lord, and he is to be greatly praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Father, as Father Frank and I pray, and me literally less than 100 yards from the Supreme Court, we pray for Dobbs v. Jackson. We pray for Chief Justice Roberts, for Justice Thomas, for Justice Alito, for Justice Gorsuch, Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Barrett, Justice Breyer, Justice Sotomayor, and Justice Kagan. Father, we would love to see a 9-0 decision for life in this case. We will take a 5-4 decision, but we pray for the justices. We pray for their clerks. We pray for the powerful briefs like Priest for Life has submitted. We pray, oh God, for the clerks. We pray, Jesus, for a powerful, extraordinary victory in this case that will literally untether all these incredible initiatives on a local level and help bring an end to the violence of abortion. Move mightily in the court. We pray for those watching. We agree that we will have a massive turnout of people, God, crying out to you. We pray for perfect weather, for the technology, the sound equipment, everything to work, oh God. And Jesus, we continue to pray for our precious brothers and sisters who have brought their intentions in this program. God, the scripture declares, you know when a sparrow falls from heaven, you take notice. You say the very hairs of our head are numbered. If you take such an interest in that, how much more will you be concerned about the critical needs that are being shared on the program today? And finally, Lord, we do again pray for the Afghan church. We pray for all Americans who are stranded there, that everyone, no one left behind. I think of the parable of the good shepherd who left 99 to get one. God, let every American get out. We pray for all Afghans who worked for our military and serving interpreters and others, that you would protect them and watch over them, and women, children, and other religious minorities. Sovereign God, move. We thank you and bless you in your precious name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
And Lord, we echoing in our hearts that reading we heard from Exodus, we too, Lord, want to lift up the hands of those who are working for righteousness in this country, our religious leaders, and those justices, Lord, who are already on the right page, because some of them have, in fact, spoken out that Roe must be overturned. Lord, we want to lift their hands up and make sure that they stay strong, and that they do, in this case, a mighty work for life and for the kingdom of life. We lift up all of our brothers and sisters laboring together for the cause of life and the cause of justice in America and in the world. And as we do so, oh God, let us now lift our voices to you using the very words that Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Well, Reverend Pat Mahoney, thanks so much for making this a powerful program.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you on October 2nd and 3rd. And I don't know how much time I have, but one quick point to show you how much we love Father Frank. We were working on saving a young child who was in a similar situation as a Charlie Gard or Terry Schiavo in London, Ontario, in Canada. We had to get him to a hospital in America, baby Joseph. We had no way to get him. They reached out to Father Frank, and Father Frank got a jet. I mean, a jet. You call Uber, you call other people. Listen, brothers and sisters, you need a jet. You contact Father Frank, Priest for Life, got baby Joseph out, and he got medical care in the United States. So we're so thankful to work with them, and we look forward to seeing everyone October 2nd and 3rd.
We look forward to it. And once again, Pat, give them the where online they can they can go.
Sure. Go to Facebook, our event page, just pray to end abortion, hashtag dismantle Roe. If you just type in pray to end abortion, and then the website is purple-revolution.com, purple-revolution.com. And if you wonder why that name, Brandy Swindell is walking in the steps of the suffragists who worked for to get women the right to vote, and they wore purple sashes. Only on these sashes, it says equal rights for preborn women and abortion violence. So it's wonderful. We're really looking forward to seeing what God will do.
Amen. And friends, for more information also on that Dobbs case, remember SupremeCourtVictory.com is a special website we've set up, and you'll also find some prayers there to say. And of course, we'll also put their information on this case, on this event, SupremeCourtVictory.com. So friends, thank you so much for joining. As always, Father Frank Pavone here of Priests for Life. Follow me at FR Frank Pavone on social media. Follow Right Side Broadcasting at RSB Network. And blessings to all of you and your families, and for all your intentions, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We will talk to you soon. God bless.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.